So in the Testament of the Ran, second line, most of the Rambam cut and paris away the alai. So Ran points out the Rabbi Yanai Paruch, this kash is not going back on the last piece of Gemara. How the more answers Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan Shita, rather it's going back on Rabbi Yanai and Nuzayin of Beis, that Rabbi Yanai held that you don't differentiate and you can learn from Truma to Shvius. So he holds that the new growth removes the status of Truma to the beforehand. It says Bittul from the new growth to the old growth. All cases of Gedulin, even if not in a case where it's a character concept like by Shemitah, can be mevatel till the ikur which is there beforehand. So we ask our Mishnah, which is not a karka issue, that we see that over here it's not mevatel, ain't malin. Hodla parklei mi brisa the litra meiser tevel the tanya leel besamach. You could ask the kasher for the mishnah a stronger question. Void the mice of sheet like the double sheesh of a tyrant who. Literal mice at Savil Shazar Bakarko, Vishpiko. So you don't say bit, they'll just take off the miser. Okay, so I guess that means Oshesha Matirinu. Okay. So the Mora said that the reason why it's not bottled is because it's the Oshesha Matirin. So the Mora's question, we're holding the Gemara, Rei Chuma. This argument that you're saying, that the reason why it's not bottled because it's the Oshesha Matirin, what about the following? So it's about 10 lines down. Rechuma, the boy Mitchell Aleha. The law is that a person can be matter the hafrosha. He can be matter the hafrosha. A person is makes the hafrosha struma, and he wants to redo it. He could go to do a hataris or on the hafrosha. It's bottle, and it's that over again. So we hear it's you could be Mitchell Aleha. And ubetayli, it's bottle but roiv. We're going to take out the word roiv. So you don't say it's a double sheish lamatirin. It's not. So chuma temeya shenafal lepachas mimeya chulin. If you have a saw chuma, the sheer bittel for chuma is 1 in 100. So the saw of Chuma, which is Temeya, which fell into Chulin. So you have a problem over here of Tirkov, you have to let it sit and rot. Kain can't eat it because you can't eat Chuma Temeya is also to eat. Normally, Chuma Temeya, the Kain has the right to take and burn. So if he has the grain, he could use the grain as fuel. If he's going to keep it for that purpose and allow himself to use it, we're afraid he might come to eat it. So we say he has to put it off to the side and let it rot. Holomeya is talib. If there's a sheer bittul, it's bottle. So you see Truma's bottle, even though you can be matter it, so we don't say that the fact you can be matter something makes it a Dabar Shesha Matirin. Dabar Shesha Matirin, according to this Pasha, this type of the Gemara, is something which the natural flow of events makes it bottle. It's a Dabar Shesha Matirin, like by something which is muksa, so after Shabbos it'll be mutter. There's no reason why it should be bottle. But over here you have to do a maisa, and that's not a valid. You see that's not valid. The Mor says Amri b'chuma b'yad kain askin and lemotzi mitchel alor. You told me chuma that it was given to the kain already. The dinner being matir and being shoyal on the hafrasha is only as long as it's still b'yad the Yisrael. Once Yisrael gives it to the kain, you can't be mounted anymore. And Morris says, no, Ihochi, if the case was that you gave it to the Kohen already, Ema Seifa. Im Haisa Tahara, Timacha Lekohen. So, if the Truma was Tahara, so you could sell it to the Kohen minus the amount which is Truma. So, it was 50 saw of Chulin. So he says, the Yisrael can't eat it because it's not bottled, and there's truma here. The Kayan can eat it because it's truma tahara. But the one saw I would give to the Kayan. The other 50 saw are mine, so I can sell it to the Kayan. And the Kayan would have to eat it with all of the halachas of chumras of truma. So he's going to buy it at a discounted rate because if it comes tamei, he can't use it anymore, etc. So fine, Bill, he can sell it to the Kohen. So obviously, in my case, it wasn't at the Kohen. If you said the case of the Mishnah was the case, you already gave it to the Kohen. Don't mean selling it to the Kohen. It's by the Kohen. So Morris says, "Elabi Yisrael shenafalam mibeis avi imay Kohen askin." We're going to continue with this idea that it was Chuma B'yad Kayin. But the case was that the person who had the Chuma was the Yisrael. How is it possible Yisrael should have Chuma but it's already been given to the Kayin? The Yisrael grows in his field, so he could be shayel on it. No, it was given to the Kayin already. So then why are you selling it to the Kayin if you're a Kayin? No. Now it's by Yisrael. What happened? The Kayin died, and he only had daughters. And the daughter had a son, and now the Kohen dies, and the Truma goes to Yerusha over to his grandson, who's a Yisrael. So Yisrael says, "I can't eat it, but it can't be shown because it's already after it was given." So he has to sell it to the Kohen. Morsa b'haktani seifa timarcha l'kayin chutzim noyos yisoa. If the scenario was that the Yisrael is selling it because he owns it already, he can sell everything, even the value of the saw of Truma. It's his Truma. The case where Yisrael grows in his field, so the saw of Truma, he has a mitzvah, he has to give it to the Kohen. He can't charge the Kohen money for it. But the case was given to the Kohen already, the Kohen owns it financially, the momentous element belongs to the Kohen. Now the Yerusha goes over to the grandson, so the Yisrael owns that. The Yisrael, the grandson, owns that truma. So of course he can sell it. He can get paid for that. Okay. So Morris says you're right. The case over here was not that it was b'yad kohen already. It's still sitting by the original Yisrael, so he cannot charge for that truma because he has to. He has to give it to the kohen. So he can be shayel on it. So why is it? Why isn't it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Ella Ema, you should answer the question like this.
Why isn't it a davar sheyesh?
Right. If that's true, that being the fact you can be matir, you can be shayel on it, makes it davar sheyesh lo matirin, the truma should be davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it should not be bottle. Ella Ema, Bishlam Akonomis, by the case of Nedorim, Mitzel Atshula Yaleh, it's not just that you're able to be Shoyal, but you should be Shoyal. Shund Rav Nosson, the Rav Nosson we had before, Kol Noider Kilo Banabama, Vamakayma Kilo Makter Aleha. So by Neder, we prefer, if you don't keep the Neder, we prefer that you're Mat to the Neder. But Truma, Abel Truma. My mitzvah, the Chile law, there's no mitzvah to be Mishael on the Truma.
It's
So therefore, it's not called Dabashesh Lamatirin. So according to the Ram, which we had before, that the logic of Dabashesh Lamatirin is that it Bittul is only Shaykh when the items are distinct from each other. And that was the idea which he suffered Rabbi Yehuda's din of Min B'Minaloi Batal. And the Chum's argument back is, I agree with you in theory that Min B'Minaloi Batal, but the fact that they are different, that one is Isra and one is Heter, allows them to be considered distinct, and therefore you can be, one can be Batal the other. But Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, it's not so distinct, even though it's an Isra which has Heter in it, so that can't be Batal. So the case where it's a question of Zman, that's for sure true. This item is not so awesome because in a few hours from now it's going to be Mutter. So it's not Shaykh Bittul. So much I have to do a Maisa, so you can't say in the item this is not Isra, I mean, because you can Matter it. So Bishlama, if it's a mitzvah to Matter it, so it's Oymid for Heter, so it's not really it's not such a strong distinct status of Isser on it, because it's Oymid to be removed. But if it's not, there's no mitzvah to remove it. So this is Isser. So of course, if it's Isser, it's distinct from the Heter, and it should be Bottle. But according to Rashi, that the argument of is, why should I rely on Bittul? So if you have an Eitzah, even though you don't have a Mitzvah to do, you have an Eitzah, do the Eitzah. So according to the way Rashi and Bey explains the logic, we would have difficulty with this Gemara. According to the way according to the Ram, the point is, if it's not omen for Heter in any way, shape, or form, there's no reason why a person should be mouthed of it. So it's a bona fide Isser, which is distinct from the Heter by the fact that it's Isser, and it'll be both in the Heter. Let's see the Ram. Rei Truma. The boy Mitchell of Law. Ayin a Pesach or Charata. You can be matter it either through a Pesach or a Charata, Gashar Nador. Like any other letter. Now, Bahadul Parachle, why don't we ask Yehaki that you're saying that through being matter something is called Dabar Sheish Lamatirin? We're a chuma, then we asked from the Mishnah, so chuma tameish and offer the pachas we may. Why don't you just ask from before? The Basel Shachuma, Nami, Amayam Rabbianai, Gedul and Malinu, so we're going in Rabbianai to answer Rabbianai. Right? So we should ask, what is from our Mishnah, we're saying, because it's Mitzvah Shulam. Rabbianai himself is talking about his chuma. He's saying Bittul. So Rabbi Yana himself is saying, we should ask him, like, what are you answering? The Kasha of the Gemara was from Rabbi Yana. It was on Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana was from a case of Truma. He's saying there's a Din Bittul. So we ask him our Mishnah, we see by Konomis, there's no Din Bittul. So more answers, no, Konomis, because you can be mad to them. Rabbi Yana has the answer, Konomis, because you're mad to them, and he told me he has a Truma, you could also be mad to the cash was Truma versus Konomis. You're answering, Chilele, so the more should ask, what do you just do? Truma, you could also be mad to. Like, what do we have to, we ask the cash, it's Shemir from a Mishnah. Mineu Bey, your terrorist doesn't make any sense. The more did not ask that. Because we can answer Rabbi Yana's case is relevant in a case where there's no heter a Torah's hafrasha. How is that? It was given to the Kohen already. It's given to the Kohen. Why can't he eat it? He's the grandson, the Yisrael, is Yerush from the Kohen. So therefore, the more I asked in the Mishnah, which the more eventually pointed out, you can't give that answer in the Mishnah. The more attempted, but the more said you can't do that. That's why the more knew that that's going to be the maskana from the Mishnah. So the more I asked in the Mishnah. So Truma Tameya, not Truma Tameya, that's written in the Busa, the Diyuka, the Holomeya, I forget the Tameya, he tells. We're saying Truma's bottle in 100, even Truma Tameya is bottle 100, that's why it costs the Kiddush from here. Now the case was, it's not bottle, but the Diyuk is relevant. Tirokim. It has to rot. The kim of the tamei he lochaz of the crane lochil. The crane can't eat it. Ubehesik. Namer lo sharya. So burn it. You can't burn it. Why not? The chashin is the kolok can eat some perikam of the psochim. If you keep this whole pile around to use for the purpose of using it for fuel, afraid he might come to eat it, he'll forget and he'll eat it. Somewhere says, "One is it? It's demonstration material. How can it be bottled?" So, but shouldn't be a koyin. The key to the zocher, but koyin shuv and a yochel lishol of that. Once the koyin is koyin, the yisrael can't be shoyel. So, somewhere says, "What do you mean? It's so why in the case of tahara timach? In the case of tahara, why do you have to sell it? The yisrael has it already." The more says if it's true that it belongs to Israel, Maksani save it. Timarcha the current chutz of Meir saw you can't charge for that saw. We did not follow me base of the Ema Kayan. If it was given to the current already, the current owns it. The current dies, and the grandson, the Yisrael, is Yerush it. It belongs to him. So my enemarcher, I feel the saw. So he can charge money for that saw of Truma as well. Since it's a mitzvah, so it's ready, it's as if it's been done. It's because it's ordered for that to happen. There's no mitzvah to do it. It's not like mukhs or something which automatically becomes mutter. Well, like a mitzvah, the mabbin hachi, there's no mitzvah to be matter. Let me give you the reshesh to matirin. Now, the Duran, the hektish to come on the ale, but the reshesh to matirin, so it's a good point. So, why is hektish the reshesh to matirin? Because you could be part of it. So, it's with hektish ben a kabayas, askita the karchin, the psiakoi. Hektish ben a kabayas, you have to be part of it. You give these items to the mikdash, so the only thing we do with it is sell it. So, it's aimed for the kedusha to be removed from the item. By doing an act of pidyon, selling it is an act of pidyon. The money, the kedusha transfers onto the money, which now belongs to Akdish, and the item becomes chulin. Okay. Something more gufa. 6 lines up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Litra Basolim. Shetikna. So we quoted this case over here. So you already did all of the process of taking a fresh shroom, everything you have to do on it, and then you plant it. Mis aseris lefi kulo. So the chiyuv meiser is on everything, including the original ikur, which is there. If the master, according to the volume of the plant as is, even though part of the plant was there already before, and that part of the plant already had went through the truma and meiser process, doesn't bother us. So the pshat is, the new growth is mevatel the ikur. Okay. So Yosef Rabba, Amar lo lahashmaita. So the Gish on the side is Rabbi maybe. So Rabbi was saying over the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar the Rabbi Chista said to Rabbi, Man tzayis l'chav l'Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha. Who's going to listen to you and to Rabbi Yochanan your Rebbe? Who's going to listen to this? Heter shebehen l'heichan holach. So where did the heter go? In other words, Bittul works to take off Isurim. But that Bittul should work to confer a status of Chiyuv on something which is not Chayiv. We're not just discussing Isurim, we're discussing that there should be a Chiyuv Meiser, and therefore you have a Chiyuv Meiser on the whole thing. So Bittul says that therefore the part which is there beforehand is also Chayiv and Meiser. Bittul has the ability to remove the status of Isurim which is there. It's killing you, it's if you're not, it doesn't exist, etc. But okay, it doesn't exist. But no, it does exist in the sky. What are those words? I mean, how does that power to confer a status of Kiev? We discussed this once. There's a Sefer Michlas Baruch, Chuvas Michlas Baruch, and he raises the question: if you hold you need lishma by tzitzis, so you had X amount of thread which you had made lishma for the purpose of tzitzis, got mixed up with thread which was not lishma, and the rov is lishma. Can you say bittul from the lishma part to the non? Now it's if all of the strings are lishma. He says, as he brings this Gemara, the Gemara is questioning, is it possible to confer a status of Chiyuv on something which is not Chayiv? Is it possible to give a status of Lishmo on something which is not Lishmo? So some of these strings are not Lishmo. So well, Rav is, so it's Mevatel, but that's true. Rav takes off Yisurim, but to Rav, to confer a status, how does that work? Okay. So Amalei, Rav Chista was not very happy with this din of Rabbi, that they quote the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi quoted the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, so Rabbi said back, no, I don't see such a problem. I have actually a Mishnah which supports B'tzolim Shiyar Doleim Kshom B'tzimchu. So this is a case of B'tzolim of Shishis, which you put in the ground for storage purposes, not for planting. And meanwhile, it was in Shemitah already, and it rains, and they start growing. Mitzimko. So we have before him, Olam Shalan Shkarim, Asurin, Hariku Mutar. So if the Olam Shkarim, it's a raya that it's taking roots, so it's growing in Shemitah, and now it gets to the Shemitah. If it's Hariku, we assume that it's still the way it was before. It's really just Heter. Now, so we're saying Dinei Shemitah now apply to everything. Mechi Shcharen, even in the case of Shcharen, which means it's growing. So Maya Surin Lema Heter Shaben Lehechon Holach. So you're putting Dinei Shemitah on the whole plant. Why would that be so? Part of it is not a Shemitah plant. So Shemitah is you're creating dinim on the item. You're not removing a dinim through bittul, you're creating dinim through bittul. That's what we're saying. How do you do that? Amalei, so Rechisa said back, Misavarta al ikr ktani, atasefis ktani. So you're right that this Mishnah is not going on the original ikr. That is not Shemitah. It's saying the new growth is distinct and separate from the ikr, and therefore the new growth is usur, has done a Shemitah on it, but not that it turns around and makes a chiyuv on the shishis growth. So he said back, Yehoki, my also Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Meimer. What's Rav Shimon Gamliel adding to Tanya? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Hagolah b'chiyev chayv, Hagolah b'tur potter. Tanakama nami, Yehoki Yomar. According to what you're saying, the Tanakama is saying the same thing as Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel adding? He's saying, no, that was true and in the Shemitah is Shemitah, that was true before is not Shemitah. But yeah, that said the same thing. So more answers. Kula Masnisen is Rav Shimon Gamliel. So I'll say that it's like the more it does the Tani's that the halacha is that it's also like Rav Shimon Gamliel said the Golem Bechiv is Chayim the Golem Bechiv is Pot. Okay, let's hold it here. I'll finish up that piece tomorrow.